people all, I pray, attend unto a wicked deed. While these sad mournful lines I penned, my very heart did bleed. And so would any heart of stone, the rich as well as poor. For sure the like was never known in any age before. At Poplar, near fair London town, there did a midwife dwell, whose murders call just vengeance down, since they do far excel the greatest villains in the land, and that you all will own when you the truth shall understand. 'Twould melt a heart of stone. Full 33 years ago the midwife did begin, and ever since, for aught we know, she has been murdering young infants from their mothers' wombs when first they drew their breath. Starving she made their dismal doom, or some such cruel death. Neighbors observed her oftentimes, which she could not endure. The better to conceal her crimes, she kept herself obscure. At last her sins full ripe did grow, blood did for vengeance cry. And nothing can be hid, we know, from God's all-seeing eye. The midwife chanced to go from home and left her servant maid, who after her did likewise roam. Thus was they then betrayed. A little girl and boy was left to nurse a babe likewise, who was almost of life bereft, starving with bitter cries. The boy and girl, they made their moan to some that passed the street, and cried that they were left alone, having no food to eat but water and one crumb of cheese to feed the babe that cried. At which sad grief did greatly seize neighbors on every side. The officers and other men did open straight the door, whereas the boy he told them then that they might find two more young children in a basket dead upon a shelf below. They searched the place as he had said, and found it even so. This spectacle amazed them all, so soon as they were found. Live vermin did about them crawl while lying above the ground. At length they dug the cellar floor, directed by the boy, where they found 6 or 7 more, the which he did destroy. O cruel wretch that this could do, a monster to all good! How could she this her hands embrew in little infant's blood? How could she slumber night or day, or take one wink of rest, while little murdered infants lay, which might her sleep molest? This midwife she was seized at last, and to a justice brought. And as along the street she passed, she was with passion fraught. She then was soon to Newgate sent, where she confined to lie. And though she may in tears lament, 'tis just that she should die.